Hello.
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 Hi.
Who's this?
It's Joe Yerati calling.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Okay. Listen, I just got somebody from the office to email you and to fax you the front pages of those articles.
Okay.
You should have them if you check your email or your fax. The fax number we sent it to is 604-688-8934.
That's not my fax number.
Whose fax number is it?
Couldn't tell you. I got your email, though.
The Net Nation Communication, is it not you?
No.
Net Nation Communication is not you?
No, it's not.
A Member for Democracy, it's not you?
Yep.
Okay. And that's not your fax number?
That's not my fax number.
Okay, anyways, you got the email, you see?
Yep.
Okay, so you got what I'm talking about.
Looks that way. I'm going to have a look at it.
Okay. Can you look at it and call me back? And what I want from you, I have nothing against you. You're providing a service to somebody. I want to know who's writing these articles. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple. Okay, well, I'll get back to you then.
Because I'm going to sue these people.
You're going to sue
these people?
I have no
right to do what they're doing.
Sorry?
I said they have no right to do what they're doing.
Is the material in the articles false?
Listen to me. Regardless if it's false or not, a lot of it is false. But even if it wasn't false, they have no right to print stuff about me to get to somebody else. I have nothing to do with this whole ordeal. I just happened to buy the building. So me buying the building doesn't give them the right to bring the history of 30 years ago or whoever else was involved with this building and put a negative spin to the whole project and me losing sales. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but I don't think I agree.
You don't agree?
No, I think they do have the right to do that.
You do, eh?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's free press, free speech.
And how is it free press and free speech when you're hurting me and I have nothing to do with this?
Well, if the material's not false or defamatory, Joe, if it's false, then you might have a point. But if it's true, then you don't.
Okay, listen to me. I'm going to give you an instance, okay? There's stuff in there that, you know, first of all, I cannot get a building permit, which is false. There is $50, $60 million worth of mortgages, which I can possibly close, and people can take possession. That is enough to scare people away. That's all bullshit. Now, it is my building, not somebody else's building. What gives them the right to put the stuff in there? That hurts my business. What right do they have? Even if that was the case, when I go and close, I have to pay, clear the title, and people can take possession. But some people say, hey, what the hell? I don't need this headache to go buy over there. And I have a list of people that I actually bought, they found this out, and they have rescinded it. So it's last sale for me. Okay, I got a serious lawsuit against you people if you don't want to come to the table. Okay?
Okay.
You can tell me all you want that you can do whatever, but you cannot go do whatever at the expense of somebody that has nothing to do with this whole ordeal. This one guy that writes the article, I know one of them is Hugh Fenimore. He denies it. But he came over here one day, told me that he works for Financial Post, never told me he's going to record the conversation. I don't remember seeing a tape recorder. He's even put that in the internet and made a song about it. It's kind of hard for him to deny that it wasn't him because he's the only one that had the conversation with me. So you guys want to play games? I got a lot of money to play games with the lawyers. But I had enough of this bullshit. So I'm asking you nicely because you shouldn't be involved. Just the way they're involving me and it's not fair. It's not fair for me to involve you and sue you because you have nothing to do with it. You provide a service. But if you're going to protect the people and don't give me the names who they are, then you're just as guilty as they are. Then I'll sue you as well.
Okay.
It's just a courtesy call. Now, it's up to you if you're going to respond and give me the names or you don't. If I don't hear something within the next 2-3 days, then it's going to go to the lawyer. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.